Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story which is actually based on the motion picture Lady and the Tramp, which was actually brought to us by the Walt Disney Studio. Do you remember this movie? So this story is about just Lady. That's right, the Cocker Spaniel herself, Lady. Today's story, Walt Disney's Lady. It's a little golden book. It's read by Mommy and... What is that? Sound effects guy. Wow, you're really good at that. You know, friends, you never know who it's going to be with Mommy. You're a witch from Minecraft. Well, I hope you don't decide to do anything tricky today. Be kind. Promise? Good. Here we go. Lady was a cocker spaniel who came to live with two people called Darling and Jim Deer. She had two neat feeding bowls of her own and a basket with a blanket in it, too. You know, that's what dogs really like, right? But she trained her people to feed her from the table just a bit now and then. And she trained them to let her sleep at the foot of their beds. It's probably more comfortable, right? She brought in their morning paper and most of the mail. And she ran when Jim Deer whistled coming home at night. Lady was sure she had a very happy home, and her two next-door neighbors, Jacques and Trusty by name, two gentlemanly dogs, agreed with her. But there was another dog around the neighborhood, a saucy young fellow called the Tramp. "I'll wear no man's collar," was his proud boast. "That's the way to be happy," said he. Okay, so do you know what it means for a dog to have a collar on? Mm-mm. It means that they have an owner. A dog that doesn't have a collar is usually a dog that is a wild dog. "But where do you sleep?" Lady asked him. "And what do you do for food?"
"Ah, that's easily arranged if you know your way around," said the Tramp, with a jaunty air. "And as for you, my proud beauty, you'll find things very different when a baby comes to your house to stay, for there's only so much room for love in people's hearts, and when a baby comes in, out goes the dog."
His strange words worried Lady. They worried her more when a baby really did come to her house to live. Not that Darling and Jim Deer didn't mean to be kind. They were very busy now. Uh-oh. I wonder what's going to happen. And worst of all, Darling's Aunt Sarah came.
"That dog," she said, "it must stay out in the yard, and you'll have to have a muzzle for it."
Do you know what a muzzle is? Mm-mm. We can see it in the picture. It's a contraption that goes over the nose, the snout of the dog, so that the dog can't open its mouth very big. Because I think Aunt Sarah was worried that Lady would bite her. You know?
Mm-mm. "Oh," said the Tramp when he saw Lady. Mm-mm. "So it's happened already, just as I said. Well, so I'm sorry to see it, but come along, we'll be rid of that muzzle soon."
"Come along," cried Lady. "Can't you see? I'm tied."
"Oh, I forgot," said the Tramp. "You've got a lot to learn."
And so he showed her how to lunge against the rope until quite soon it broke. And then away they went to get the muzzle off. Lady could not imagine what the Tramp planned. Lady could not imagine what the tramp planned, but he led her straight across town, past the guards, at the gate of the zoo, where they met Beaver.
"Hey there," said the tramp. "Like to help us out?"
"Sure," said the beaver. "Always glad to oblige. Say, that's a fine muzzle you've got there."
"That's just what we want to get rid of," said the tramp. "You can have it if you get it off."
So Beaver chewed the muzzle off because, you know, beavers have really sharp teeth that they can chew things through, right? Yep, yep. And when Lady and the tramp left after thanking him, he was already trying it on.
"Now where?" said the tramp. "The world is wide. We'll go anywhere you say."
Ah, he's very friendly, isn't he?
"Oh, I must go home," said Lady. "I have to watch the house and the baby, you know."
"Home?" said the tramp. "After the muzzle and all? I'll never understand a woman's mind."
But he went along. Just as they reached Lady's yard, they saw a light, a strange light flickering in the kitchen. It was a fire, just a little flame, but they knew it should not be burning there.
"The baby!"
cried Lady, and in she raced with the tramp right at her heels. And the tramp stood guard at the baby's crib while Lady woke Jim Deere and Darling. What a time! When Darling and Jim Deere woke up, the baby began to cry, and at first Darling and Jim Deere blamed Lady and the tramp. But when they saw the fire, all that was changed.
"Well, thanks, young fellow,"
said Jim Deere to the tramp after he'd put the fire out.
"Looks as though you've found yourself a home and a job. Shall we go down tomorrow for a license and a collar so everything will be set?"
"They're going to adopt him and make him their dog. Isn't that a wonderful thing?" The tramp looked out the window where the wide world waited, and then he looked at Lady at his side.
"Oof,"
he said, which means,
"All right."
And he offered Jim, dear, a paw to shake. Now, Lady and the tramp have two families to look after. See, Darling and Jim, dear, and the baby are one. And the other is a family of roly-poly puppies. And Tramp, in his collar, was the proudest dog in town. Now, what's interesting here is this particular book is a vintage Walt Disney little golden book. This story itself is from 1954. And what's interesting about it is the animated film that came out. Do you remember it? Mm-hmm. It didn't have a fire in it, did it?
Mm-mm.
No. What was the bad guy? What was the bad thing that made them the dogs?
Mm-mm.
Do you remember?
Mm-mm.
It was a rat. There was a rat in the baby's room, and Tramp got it. And that is what he saved. That's how he saved the baby.
And then, how could a rat hurt a baby?
Oh, rats rats can be very dangerous things. They can bite. And when this story was written, there was probably quite a few diseases being carried by rats. Yeah. So that was very dangerous for a baby.
The tramp defeated the rat so it wouldn't get to the baby.
That's right. And that's in the movie. Maybe we should rewatch it tonight. What do you think? And that, our friends, is... Say it with me.
The end.